Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Admiral Hotel Group. I was looking for Rosny, please.
This is she.
Hi, Rosny. My name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. Andrew over at Champs Restaurant Supply asked me to give you a ring regarding the financing of the equipment you're looking for.
Okay, yeah.
Is now an okay time?
Yeah.
And is Sunny, is that the correct pronunciation of the name?
Correct, yeah.
Is he or she the owner of the business?
Yes.
All right, great. And what's your position with the company?
Sorry, what was that again?
What's your role with the company? What's your position?
Well, I'm just kind of like a VP. We
Okay.
have a bigger company that oversees all of our properties, but I'm actually Sonny's niece, so I help out in the family business.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And how do you spell your name? Is it Rosni?
Roshni.
Okay. So, Roshni, you're looking to finance about $70,000 to $100,000 of equipment for the business, correct?
Sorry, what was that again?
You're looking to finance about $70,000 to $100,000 of equipment for the business, is that correct?
Correct, correct.
Okay. And what's your time and when are you looking to get the file approved and moving it forward?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
I mean, as quick as you guys can work.
If I get what I need, probably it's 24 hours max, if not sooner.
Okay.
I spoke to Andrew briefly, and I'm actually part of, I'm with a finance company that's part of a huge buying group he's part of. We work with like 100 equipment dealers in that group. So, he was telling me that this is a new business, but you have some other businesses, correct?
Correct.
All right. So, let's just bring this up. So, can you tell me a little about the history of your business and what's going on with it?
Well, just the Admiral or kind of all of our businesses put together.
All your businesses put together.
Okay, well, we are currently a family-owned business. Sonny, my uncle, has been in the business for about 15 years or so. His partner, who is my father, has been in the business for about 27 years. And we kind of all just oversee a lot of our properties. Currently in our portfolio, we have roughly put together with everyone, we have about 20 properties or so.
So you have multiple hotels?
Correct. We have multiple hotels.
Okay. All right. So, and this is the hotel you bought, is the name the same or are you changing the name?
It's currently an Admiral Hotel. Well, it used to be. We've shut down the property to do the renovations and construction of the property. It is going to open up again. Well, we're trying to open up as just the Admiral Hotel, but in a few months, in about October or September, we will be opening it up as a DoubleTree.
Gotcha. Okay. So, has Andrew communicated any type of approvals that are available for your business or no?
And I actually haven't spoken to Andrew at all. Sonny, my uncle, he's the one. But Sonny actually gave me a call and informed me that you were going to give me a call just to kind of ask some questions. But I actually haven't heard from Andrew or, have had any contact with him.
All right, so want to kind of walk you through the process and what my kind of strategy of attack was. And can I get your make sure I've got your great email because I have someone named Sherry, so I don't know if that's the correct person to email or not.
Sherry will be the correct person to email. Well, it depends on anything, if it's what it's concerning. If it's in reference to kind of personal financial statements or just documents pertaining to Sonny himself, then I will be the contact person.
Then let's have you as the contact. So, Roshni, what's your email?
It is roshni90@gmail.com.
Roshni90@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay. So let's bring this up. So basically, here's how the financing kind of industry works in a nutshell. Traditionally, when you're starting a business, options are very limited due to risk. But that's not how we work here. If we can kind of understand the transaction and understand what's going on and say, hey, look, this isn't someone that's just starting a hotel. They actually have some experience. Therefore, the risk goes down, and then we can get the whole deal approved. What I'd like to do is this. I'd like to shoot you an email. And if you could just send me, I don't need like a huge resume, but if you could send me just a few sentences back about what businesses your uncle currently owns, where they're located, what the names of the company are with, along with 3 months bank statements for each business. And if there's a lot of bank accounts, just send me the primary ones. I'm just looking for cash flow. I think we can put this deal together for you really quickly, as opposed to sending it as just a startup. Basically, just kind of the story of what's going on.
Of course.
So what roshni@gmail.com.
ROSHNI90. Yes.
All right. So let me shoot you an email. And then if you don't get in like 10 minutes, give me a holler. Do you have my direct line in case that email doesn't get through?
Would you kindly give it to me?
Yeah. It's 858.
Uh-huh.
866.
Uh-huh.
9102.
9102. And Ruben, what is your last name?
It's Goldstein.
Okay. All right. Then I'll go ahead and look out for email. I just had one question. I don't know if Sunny had kind of asked this. What is kind of like y'all's interest rate?
I haven't spoken to Sunny at all. I'm actually just getting referred to you via the vendor.
Oh, okay. I got it. All right. Then how does your interest rate, you know, what is it kind of just in the middle? A range of it, if possible.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a fair question. So our rates start at prime. I think what's going on right now is, and I'd rather have the vendor speak to you because I think they have an approval for you, but I don't think it's close to what you need because of the startup nature of the business.
That is correct.
So I don't want to offer. I don't want to insult you with like a $10,000 offer. I'd rather approve the whole thing. You know, I have rates as low as the single digits. We've got a huge track record, but we kind of work backwards and let you set your rate. So we'll give you the maximum term available, say 5 years, and then go through all different options, and you can decide, or the owner can decide, hey, this is the rate and the term that makes sense for my business.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, that works. Then, Mr. Ruben, I'll go ahead and look out for your email. As soon as I get the email and I kind of gather up all of my documents, I'll go ahead and forward them over to you, and then we can start the process.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.